Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy day, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. Praise God. This is where we give our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands, and instructions. We stand in our authority. We stand in the authority of Jesus Christ, and we walk issues, commands, and decrees. We walk them out by faith. Amen. I am joined this morning. My name is Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm joined with my co-host, Sister Tangela Lewis. We're waiting for Deaconess Angela Campbell to jump on the line. And we're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Sister Tangela, are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Mel. Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We kept you covered in prayer during your absence.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You are more than welcome. It is what we are instructed to do. Praise God. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Before we start, if you get a chance, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. You can follow the ministry. We post scripture. You can post your prayer requests throughout the week. Anything that you deem is an emergency that you'd like to be, you'd like that request taken before the throne of grace, we would do that for you. We would like to be your two. We would like to be your agreement partner. So please go to the page, like the page, post questions, post your prayer requests, and keep us involved in the desires of your heart and the needs of your life. We'll go ahead and start with our opening prayer, and I always like to start with praise. So, Father God, we just uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today, Father. We thank you for all that you've done, Father. Father, we thank you for the things that we don't even know you've done, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, when we pray that your will be done in these earthen vessels, Father, in this earth, Father. We thank you for the things that we just don't even realize that you've done. We thank you, Father, that you hear every prayer, Father, within your will, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for hearing us. We thank you for fellowship. We thank you for loving us. Father, we thank you that you'll never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have come and made your abode with us. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Praise God. We thank you, Father. Father, we want to just pray for the saints, O Heavenly Father. Father, again, your will be done in these earthen vessels, Father, as it is in heaven. We just thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Father, we want to pray for, Father, I like to pray for unborn babies, Father, babies in the womb, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray protection over them, Father. I decree and declare, Father, a heavenly protection, Father, a hedge of protection around these babies, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind up, in the name of Jesus, sickness. I bind up disease, O Heavenly Father. Father, I loose healing and correction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Babies that are breached, Father, in the name of Jesus, they are to turn now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now, Father, just heighten their intelligence, Father. Father, anoint their minds, O Heavenly Father. Give them hearts now, Father, that will have a desire to seek you. Blow on their hearts now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We break the grip of the enemy, Father, trying to affect these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against things like Down syndrome, Father. In the name of Jesus, we speak death to it now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare these children are born healthy, happy, wealthy, and wise, Father, the way you intended, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, lead them on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Father. Anoint the parents, O Heavenly Father. Blow on their hearts, Father, that they will receive salvation, Father, that they would give these children back to you, Father, and let you have your way with them, Father. Father, your will be done in these earthen vessels, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you know who they are, O Heavenly Father. Place them on their assignment, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, some you will anoint, Father, as apostles. Some, O Heavenly Father, you will anoint as prophets. Father, some you will anoint as pastors. Some you will anoint as teachers. Some evangelists, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. But, Father, we bind the enemy, Father, against these children, Father. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you, Father, that you have given your angels charge over these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, any sins, Father, their parents may have committed, Father, we ask that you forgive them now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you for hearing this prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that whatsoever we bind on earth, Father, is bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loosed, Father, is loosed in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray peace. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Father, we pray for the peace. We pray for peace in Syria. We pray for peace in Africa. We pray for peace, Father, wherever there is war and anarchy. Father, we pray for peace, and we pray for peace, Father, in Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for peace, Father, in China. We pray for peace, Father, in our own country, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for peace in Russia. We come against, Father, demonic entities, Father, operating in places like the White House, the Kremlin, Father, the House of Representatives, Father, the House of Congress, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind these devils right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. They will not continue to massage and force the hand of our world leaders, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against them now. In the name of Jesus, we break their grip and their stronghold over our leaders, Father. Leaders, Father. Those that go into office, Father, wanting to change things for the better, Father. Father, we pray that every leader, Father, in this world, O Heavenly Father, in this earth, Father, that you would blow on their hearts, Father, that they would receive salvation and their minds will be renewed, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name, Father. We give you praise right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray the same for our judges, O Heavenly Father. We bind the effects of the enemy against our judges, O Heavenly Father, our governors, Father, our mayors, Father, our police chiefs, Father, our council members, Father, Father, those that work for civil service jobs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your will be done, Father, in these earthen vessels. Father, we just thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we want to bring to your remembrance, Father, the homeless. Father, those that are suffering from mental illnesses, Father. Those that are dealing, Father, with demons, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bind the work, we bind the effects of these demons, Father. And we speak death to their work. We speak death to their actions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak healing, Father. We decree and declare, Father, the mentally ill, Father, are healed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, walk with your new mind in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Those that are hungry, O Heavenly Father, we loose your provisions, Father, that they hunger no more. Father, that they are fed, O Heavenly Father, that doors are open for the homeless, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We pray and uplift marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Again, we bind the hand of the enemy, Father. We bind the spirit of division, O Heavenly Father, coming against those that are married, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray and we loose a spirit of unity. Father, understanding, forgiveness, love, romance, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of fear, Father, for you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you have given us the spirits of power and of love and a sound mind. And, Father, we loose those spirits, O Heavenly Father, to engulf and insulate marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Marriages, be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah. Healing, health, be fruitful and multiply in this earth. Hallelujah. Forgiveness. Unity, be fruitful and multiply in this earth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father. We bind the spirit of Antichrist, Father, in the name of Jesus. We loose the spirit of Jesus Christ, Father, among the nations, Father, in the name of Jesus. We loose the spirit of peace, Father, shalom, Father, in the name of Jesus, over the nations, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that need jobs, those that are working, those that are running their own businesses, Father. Father, we speak the blessing of the Lord over them, Father. We loose the blessing of the Lord. We loose your favor over them, Father. We loose promotion, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Father. We magnify your name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, all these things that we have spoken before you, we do decree them. We do decree and declare them to be so in Jesus' mighty name. We say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am sitting in with my co-host, Sister Tangela Lewis. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. And before we go into our next phase of prayer, we're going to take a prayer request. Caller from the last four of your phone number, 5767. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, praise God. Is this Brother Francis?
Yeah. Yes, Brother Francis. Good morning. God bless you all.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm doing well, very well. I thank God for all the prayers that you are praying for me.
Praise God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We keep you covered. So we are in expectation of testimony.
Amen.
God is done. Amen. Did you have a prayer request today, brother?
No, I don't think so. I don't have prayer requests today. Thank you.
Okay, well, it's always nice to hear from you. I hear the Lord asking me to pray for your family. So we're going to cover your family in prayer, if that's okay with you.
Amen. Yeah, that's okay with me.
Oh, all right. All right, sir. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your faithfulness, and we love you. I'm sorry, say that again.
I say amen.
Amen. Give God praise. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we have just been joined by Deaconess Angela Campbell. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Melvin. Good morning, Brother Francis. How are you this morning?
Good morning. We're joined. We have Sister Tangela on the line as well.
Good morning, Sister Tangela.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for asking.
Wonderful.
So now that you're on the line, Deaconess, I'm going to turn it over to your hands, and then we will have Sister Tangela close us out.
Okay. Pastor Mel, did you still want to cover Brother Francis' family, or would you like me to cover that, sir?
I'll have Sister Tangela cover him, but just go ahead and pray as Holy Spirit leads you. Please.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we just thank you and praise you and bless you. We exalt you this morning. God, we are so excited about who you are. And we're thankful, Father God, that you have led us into another month in 2018. God, we are thankful, God. We are in this third month, hallelujah, of 2018. You have and you continue to do great and mighty things. And, God, we do exalt you. We magnify you. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you, God, for the overflow and the abundance. We thank you, God, for family and friends. We thank you, God, for finance, God. We thank you for health. We thank you for every testimony. We say, Kurabasi, we thank you for every victory. We thank you for every test that was passed. We thank you for showing us things about ourselves. Even in these first 3 months of 2018, God, we thank you. We honor you. We exalt you. We praise you. We bless you. We give your name the glory. We thank you that you are a God that neither sleeps nor slumbers. We thank you that you are a God that speaks to us. Hallelujah. When we're sleeping, when we're awake, when we're awake in prayer, Father God, you speak to us. In signs and visions, God, we thank you. We thank you that you speak to us through our leadership, God. We thank you that you speak to us, God. You are a God that speaks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you that you are not slow to speak. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. The Korabasi, that everything in our lives, Father God, can be led by your voice. Thank you. Abba, we thank you. We thank you, Abba. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you because you are our shepherd and we follow your voice. We thank you for the power of prayer on this morning. We thank you that we could lead our day off, Father God, in the name of Jesus, seeking your face and giving you praise for all that you've done. And God, we ask right now that you will continue to search our hearts, God, search our minds, search us in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there is anything, Father God, that we have done or said, anything, Lord, that we believe that was not like you. God, anything that was not pleasing unto you, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. But, oh, God, we repent right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask, Father God, that you would forgive us. You would forgive us, Father God, because we want everything that we do to line up with you. We want to be obedient, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with the power of the Holy Spirit, because we love you. Your word says, if you love me, obey my commandments. And so, God, we love you, so we want to obey, Father God, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, even now for being present on this line. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We say, Korabasi, Korabasi. We thank you for the power, Roshe Kandre, available through you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your indwelling. We thank you, Korabamamandre, for building us up in our inner man. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Roshe Kandre, thank you for being the best teacher. O Korabamamandre, thank you for being our counselor. Thank you on today, Holy Spirit, for all that you are and all that you do. Thank you for empowering our prayers. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for being the helper, even in situations that are trying unto us. You help us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in situations where we don't want to arrive there. Pray for those that might despitefully use us. You help us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you on today. In tough decisions, you help us to forgive. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God, thank you. And we do for and if we've held anyone in unforgiveness, please forgive them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we forgive them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus,
say, if someone has despitefully used us, we pray for them right now in the mighty Kadade, in the mighty name of Jesus. If they raise their tongues up against us, we surrender them to you, God, because you said, vengeance is mine and I'll repay it. We give it to you. Thank you, God. 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 Despite what has been said about us, despite what has been done, we surrender all to you. Even when it says that they return my love for acts as my accusers, Father God, your word says, but I am in prayer. Roshe korababade. We release unto you, Father God, any unforgiveness, any pain, any hurt, those that may have accused us or said something against us, we release it to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we will be free. We'll be free, God. Because we forgive, God, knowing that you, Father God, are the one that seeks the heart of man, and you are the one that makes all things right. God, we seek you on today. All pain, all hurt, all doubt, all unbelief, any of it, God, we give it to you on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Because in 2018, we'll be completely free. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for freedom. We say, we thank you, Father God, for deliverance in 2018. We thank you for greater levels of freedom in you to move and to minister and to love you and to love your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for, wow, thank you for freedom. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for freedom. We don't have to be judge and jury. You already did it. Thank you for freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for freedom. Thank you, God. We glorify your name on today for freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we praise your name. We thank you, Lord, because, God, you desire for us to be free. You said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And, God, we thank you that the rest of this month, April, May, June, July, we will continue to be free. We will walk in our liberty in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we praise you. We bless you for all that you're doing and how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we are in agreement with that prayer, with everything, Father, that was spoken. Father, we are in agreement, and as it is written, where two or more of you agree on anything on earth, as in touching, it will be done for you, done by you, the Father. So we thank you, Father, for hearing that prayer. Amen. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Please follow the ministry, post your prayer requests, post your testimonies. If you have biblical questions, you can post biblical questions, and we will answer those questions for you. Amen. We will answer those questions as led by Holy Spirit. So please like the page, follow the ministry as well, if you'd be so kind, and continue to call in, continue to allow us to be your two, allowing us to be your agreement partner as well in prayer. We're going to move on to our next phase of prayer, and we're going to hand it over to Sister Tangela Lewis. Sister Tangela?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, I place it in your hands.
Amen. Father, as we seek your face this morning, we seek your glory and your presence and your will and your purpose and your plan for your people, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for where you brought us from, Lord God. We thank you that you called us your peculiar people. We thank you, Lord God, that you never left us nor forsaken us. We thank you, Lord God, for all of the provision that you have given unto us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even when the roads get hard and the trials get heavy and the troubles are raising up against us, oh God, you're still there. You are faithful. You are just, Lord God.
Thank you.
And you are closer than a brother. We just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your righteousness, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for leading us and guiding us in your prayers, in your way. Thank you for leading and guiding us, oh God. Father God, before I lift up anything before you, Heavenly Father, I would like to lift up my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb of God, the Holy One, the living sacrifice, the one true living Son of God. I lift him up before you, O God, because he died for my sin. And when I come before your throne of grace, you don't see me, but you see him. And I thank you for that, O God. I thank you for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you loved us so much that you went all the way to the cross and shed your blood. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. We lift your name on high. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Not only, Lord Jesus, did you die for our sins, but you went into the pit of hell. And you took back the keys to the kingdom, oh God. And we thank you that you've given us the keys to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You made all things new. You restored all things, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Not only did you bring back the keys, but you set the captives free, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Not only did you set the captives free, but you gave us Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And I thank you for the precious gift of Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You did all this. You carried the whole covenant on your shoulders. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, sometimes just when I come into your presence, it's just hard to speak because all I want to do is hear your voice. All I want to do is sit in your presence. All I want to do is just feel your love, oh God. But Lord God, you have given us a job to do here. You've called us to lift up prayers and supplications on behalf of your people, oh God. And Father God, as we lift up those prayers and supplications, we thank you. Oh my God, Lord God, we just thank you. Father God, I ask that you continue to wake up the tribe of Judah. Call your people forth. Remove blinders, Jesus. Let your people know who they really are, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, awaken the tribe of Judah. Remove the veil. Remove the confusion. We are your peculiar people. You said to pray for Israel. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray specifically for the tribe of Judah. Awake, 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 O tribe of Judah. It is time. I pray, Lord God, that your word will reveal to the pastors and the prophets and the apostles and the evangelists and the teachers what your timeline is for us today. Where do you want us to position ourselves today? Oh, God. We're on your timeline. Everything else is vanity, oh, God. Reveal to your people, Lord, who or what the true enemy is, so that they will know how to fight, so that they will know how to stand. Oh, God, let your truth be revealed. Not the truth of this world, but your truth, Lord God. Download your truth to your leaders, Lord, that they can guide and direct your people according to your will, your purpose, and your plan, and your specific timeline. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we are not fighting just to be fighting. You have a purpose and you have a plan. Your word is infallible. Your word stands true. There will be nothing to be able to stand against your word. You have already called things into place. All the way through to Revelation. Reveal, reveal, reveal. Take the blinders off, Lord God. Help your people to see. That's my heartfelt prayer today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we cannot do this alone. You have given us leadership, oh God. And you have placed authority in this land over your people. I pray that you give tenacity and perseverance, oh God, and encouragement to all those who are called according to your purpose, your plan, and your will. And that's my prayer for the tribe of Judah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'd like to lift up the things that are going on around us. I ask, Lord God, that you place everything in order, from the children to the adults, from the unborn to the elderly. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch and heal your people, Lord. Bless your people. Guide your people. We are your people. We are not in and of ourselves. It is not about us, Lord God. It is about you. And as I close out my prayer today, Lord, I'd like to lift up Brother Francis and his family. I pray for provision over his family. I thank you that you are their Lord and Savior, Jesus. I thank you that you are Yeshua, the Messiah, over his life and his family's life. I thank you, Lord God, that they received your salvation. Hallelujah. And that they can walk in victory, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every knee must bow and every tongue confess that you Lord Jesus, our Christ. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I would like to lift up a couple of prayer requests from two young people. One says that they are thankful. One is asking for a car. Lord God, you know the need of these children. And sometimes a vehicle works for the family. I pray, Lord God, that you will provide a vehicle for this family. Father God, I pray for the other young person who says his little brother has some health issues. You are the healer, Lord God. I pray that you will reach down your mighty hand and touch his body. I am only a vessel of prayer, Lord God, but the power comes from you. I ask, Lord God, that you will touch that young person's body. No one likes to be sick, Lord God. It hurts to be sick. And they're crying out for healing. So I'm asking that you go and heal his body. He also says he prays for the students in Mr. Jordan and Mrs. Hicks' class. Father God, we know that young people have hard times. They're trying to maneuver through life. They're trying to understand the world around them and make sense of all the things that are going on around them and inside of them, Lord God. Help them, Lord God. Remove the turmoil from their minds, Lord God. Break every chain off of their lives, Lord God. Help them, oh God. Only you can do it. Remove the veils from their eyes so they can see clearly, Lord. Remove the anger. Remove the hurt. Remove the pain, oh God. You said your people die from lack of knowledge. I ask that you remove the blockage in their minds, Lord God, the thing that is keeping them from knowing and from understanding who they are in you. Lord God, restore the knowledge of your people back to such a one, even the little one. Oh God, this is my prayer to you today. And I just exalt your holy name. Lord God, I'd like to lift up Pastor Overton, Pastor Mel, and Deaconess Angela. I pray that you continue, Lord God, to move and breathe in their lives. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to guide them according to your will, purpose, and plan. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to unite them as one in your body. Pieces of a puzzle fitly joined together as one body, as not having schism in any area. Understanding that Jesus Christ is the head, the chief and commander, the cornerstone. I pray for their children and their grandchildren and their aunts and uncles and mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers and friends. Those that they are connected with. Lord, in the name of Jesus, dwell within each and every one of them. Dwell the atmosphere, dwell with each and every one of them, O God. And let them glorify you in all their actions, Lord. And I just thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I thank you for how you're using them, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that we each and every one of us know that it is not about us, because you are not a respecter of person. It is about you, and it's about your timeline. It's about your purpose, your plan, not about our own personal agenda. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. And I ask that you saturate the atmosphere. Saturate the atmosphere with Holy Spirit. Saturate the atmosphere with anointing, true anointed power of God. Your power, Lord God. Hallelujah. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will reveal your mind unto your people, O God. Hallelujah. And we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the adoration that is due you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Candela. Amen. Father God, we just continue to uplift your name. We continue to you magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the prayers that have gone forth and brought before your throne of grace. We thank you, Father, for hearing those prayers, O Heavenly Father. And we do not cease to give thanks, Father. Father, we want to remember the complete body, Father, in our prayers. And always, Father, we pray, we decree and declare, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that you may grant and have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through the Son. Excuse me. For we know you, Father, through the Son. And we pray, we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, your children, your people, the saints, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in your children, the believers. Father, we just thank you for awakening us, Father. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name for the pouring of light into our hearts, Father. The wisdom that you've given us, the secrets of heaven, Father. The prophetic words, Father, that you've given us, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father. And we decree these things, Father, to be so in Jesus' mighty name. You joined us, please go to our FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Facebook page, like the page, follow the ministry, leave your prayer requests, comments, testimony, and just follow us and allow us to follow you. Amen. We've run out of time. I want to, before we go, is there a word from the Lord? Okay, well, if all hearts and minds are clear, I want to thank everyone for joining us. Please, we will reconvene next Saturday morning, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. So please join us. Until then, God bless you. God continue to favor you. God give his angels charge over you that you meet no hurt, harm, or danger, and that Holy Spirit fellowships with you continuously. And please be diligent in seeking the Lord, because he is a rewarder of those that do so. Until then, God bless you.
Israel, bless the Lord. Great God. Deep in their hands, they bow their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, let the church say, let the church say, God has spoken. So let the church say, yeah, yeah. Let us say, amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.